When Terry Wilkie retired from the Bovee Police Department about 2 years ago, he took me for a drive around town. He was so tall and wide, it seemed he had to fold himself behind the wheel of his car, and it was a big car. With quiet nostalgia, he pointed out where things used to be, the house where he'd seen his first murder victim, the spot where the old police shack once stood. Wilkie became a police officer here when he was 23, with no formal training. He simply asked for the job, and the city council said, okay.
When I got hired, they said, we're hiring you too, and here's the keys for the police shack. The gun's on the wall, and the old squad car's by the police shack, and if you can get it started, fine. Otherwise, you'll have to use your own car or walk for a while.
Wilkie spent the next 30 years solving crimes, opening doors for people who locked their keys in the car, scolding rambunctious kids, and taking guff from what he called know-it-alls.
People say, oh, those guys don't do anything but sit up in the office or drive around in that car and smoke cigarettes. And after many years of listening to that, you know, I kind of thought, well, I'm going to start writing this column to let them know what we did and what was going on.
Every week or so, Wilkie would write a list of what he'd been up to. Items like, found an unlocked door at a business. We locked it. Sometimes Wilkie talked tough. In one column, he suggested a few nights in the Crowbar Motel might straighten out a wrongdoer. Sometimes details about Wilkie's life would appear. He wrote about the difficulty he had renting a tux for his daughter's wedding because he was such a big man. He complained about what he paid for the wedding, listing the prices of flowers, food, and photographs. Each column began with a suggestion that know-it-alls should not read his words because they might overtax their minds. Each column ended with the advice, lock that door and get that license number.
I enjoyed my job, and I always give the city 100%. I always had a good rapport with teenagers and young people. I was concerned about our senior citizens. And, you know, I guess I figured that was my job and this was my town, and I was going to take care of it to the best of my ability.
Wilkie had hoped that someday he would write a book about being police chief in Bovee, but he never got to finish it. He died of cancer Saturday at the age of 55. When he retired 2 years ago, Wilkie said he had gotten tired of always seeing people at the worst moments in their lives, always seeing sorrow. But he found humor in the absurd and mundane moments a small-town cop encounters. Wilkie clearly had fun writing the newspaper column. He was delighted when NPR created a short series of radio programs based on his reports. His sense of humor extended even to himself. I'm Catherine Winter, Main Street Radio, Grand Rapids.